Ah, there you are. You kept me waiting a bit, you naughty thing. Oh, no. Are you still getting lost around the mansion? I suppose that's to be expected. Don't worry. One day you'll know it so well, you could find your way with your eyes closed. And there's no rush. You have your whole life to grow accustomed. Wondering what? Why I called you here? Oh, did Frederick forget to tell you? I suppose he's getting on in age a bit. He's been with me a very long time. I wanted to have a private dinner with you. I try to do this somewhat frequently with each of my dear ones. At least, when I have the time. Come here. Come sit next to me. We do have a lovely arrangement tonight. I have some of your favorites, at least from what you've told me. Along with some roast beef, a spinach salad, and an assortment of dried fruits. I'm told they're all quite delicious. Oh, of course I won't be eating, darling. I can only consume blood. It does awful things to me if I try to eat anything else. So you'll be the only one eating, but we can talk together while you do. Tell me, do you know why I selected this menu for tonight? Good guess, but actually, all these foods help replenish lost blood. I'm considering making a snack of you every so often, and having you eat a lot of iron-rich foods to make up for it. But it's going to be very, very important that you let me know if you ever start feeling dizzy or moments of lightheadedness. The last thing I want to do is put you in harm's way. Oh, if I ever did anything that caused you to be hurt, I don't know what I'd do with myself. Mortals like yourself all grow old and die eventually, transition, but I don't want you to suffer, not you or anyone in my care. Never mind. Please, eat. I want you to enjoy this evening. Is it all to your tastes? I can have the kitchen bring in something else if you like. Well, good. I'm glad you like it. Though I enjoy my work, I have to say my true passion is doting on my dear ones. Your smiling faces mean the world to me. Worried? My dear, if I look worried to you, then I'm afraid it's just your imagination. Let's talk no more of it, okay? Just keep enjoying your meal. And actually, perhaps I should enjoy a meal of my own. I know it's not quite your turn again yet, but perhaps just a little snack? Show me your neck, dear. Exquisite as always. It has been centuries since I've had anything but blood, but somehow makes me think of a perfectly aged red wine. Are you feeling all right? Do you suppose I could have just one more taste? You are always so eager to please. Thank you, dear. Honestly, that will have to do for now. I'll spoil my own dinner if I take any more. Even more frightening is the thought of spoiling you. Do forgive me, dear one. I really should exercise more self-control, but even an ancient being like myself, I suffer from moments of weakness. Ah, it's very sweet of you to say so, but I am far, far from perfect. Sometimes I think my dear ones actually deserve a better caretaker than me. No, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I don't want to spoil this lovely evening with glum thoughts. No, really, please, my dear. I don't want to talk about it, as I said. It's my duty to care for you and keep you happy. And the last thing you need is to be caught up in my own personal issues. Dear one, up until this point, I haven't ever needed to chastise you. You've been wonderfully thoughtful and obedient to me. I would hate for you to ruin that streak tonight. If it's that important to you, perhaps I will relent just this once in recognition of your good behavior. Do you remember that meeting I had you attend? The one right after your first feeding? Well, that client I met with has taken some issue with my work. It's very, very frustrating because things only went awry because he deviated from the plan. I'm sure that everything would have gone smoothly had he simply done what he was supposed to do. Well, he was supposed to capture the royal family and nobles alive. When they saw that the commoners were no longer loyal, the king would have abdicated the throne and accepted banishment to save himself and his family, and the nobles would have supported my client as the new king to stay in his good graces. If any royalty or nobles escaped, it would make no difference. But that brutish oaf decided to execute all of them instead. He paid off some of the guards to kill every royal and noble they could find. The problem is, a prince escaped. Had he done this bloodlessly, there would be no issue. After the king abdicated, the prince would have no claim to anything. Trying to kill everyone else who had claim to the throne only works if you absolutely kill everyone. He's taken the crown, but the commoners are split on whether his claim is legitimate. And now he has the gall to blame me for his bumbling incompetence. It's always a risk, of course, but disgruntled customers usually fall into two categories. Either they completely fail, and thus don't have the power to threaten me, or they succeeded and can only begrudge minor details. This partial victory of his, unfortunately, leaves me with a very powerful enemy. Oh, you silly thing. Of course it had nothing to do with you. No, not at all. You played your part perfectly during the meeting, but that is part of why I'm so worried. Though he's powerful, his divided subjects leave him with limited resources. I'm sure that he can't afford to hire a vampire hunter, certainly not a willing one to enter a city filled with honestly some of the most powerful vampires in the world, but he knows that I care for you. By using you as a statement, I may have made you a target. I really don't want to worry you. You are quite safe here, truly. Yet, I just can't help but worry myself. What if he hires someone to hurt you or kidnap you and they get lucky? If my actions led to that, I couldn't forgive myself. Thank you. You're right. There's little reason to worry about something that likely won't happen. I have the best security money can buy, and I myself am more than capable of protecting you. Although, as I say that, it's not quite as easy to put my worries to rest. Do you think perhaps you'd be willing to stay in my presence for a few days? It would truly ease my mind. Oh, wonderful. It will be so much easier on me to have you where I can see you. There is no force in this world that can bring you harm as long as I am there to safeguard you. And, dearest, I want to thank you for insisting that I share with you. I'm sorry if I was short with you before. I'm so much more powerful and experienced than all of my dear ones that perhaps it comes across that I don't trust you as I should. But the truth is, I'm just trying to protect you. And mortals can show surprising strength and insight at times. And it means so much to me that you care about my well-being, just as I care about yours. Yes. Would you mind leaning in a bit closer? Oh, no, no. I just wish to kiss your cheek. And that will have to do for a reward for now, but I'll find some way better to demonstrate my appreciation at another time. My dear ones all serve me faithfully, but few have shown the sort of initiative that you have. I truly expect great things from you, my sweet. And now, I think your dinner is getting cold. Please, continue. We still need to make sure you keep up your strength. Oh, excuse me one moment. Enter. Joanne, what is it? All right. I'm sorry, dear. Something has come up that needs my attention. You'll have to finish dinner without me. But I'll come see you again as soon as I can. Enjoy the rest of your evening, dear.
An attack. Are you sure? Did he give a hint as to when? No? Never mind. Let's continue this conversation in my study.
You, put my dear one down this instant. Be smart. You know you can't outrun me. And you certainly can't beat me in a fight. Do you even know why your new so-called king is having you do this? Did he tell you that it's all for petty revenge? Do you really want to get yourself killed over something so idiotic? Good. Then leave immediately. You can tell your master whatever you want. Any action he takes against me is a waste of time. I gave him the power he has. He certainly can't hope to use it against me. Are you all right? Come here, come here. Oh, I'm so sorry. Shh, shh, shh. Don't worry. You're safe. Nothing could have happened to you. In the worst case scenario, there would have been a short chase, and then I would have brought you right back here. You can't be hurt by anyone, so long as you're mine. I'm so sorry I wasn't already by your side. Oh, I know it must have been very scary. Being manhandled by such a menacing stranger. I was attending to something, and I should have been more cautious. Oh, Burr. You're freezing. Must be chilly in here. Ah, broken window. Come with me to my room and you can calm down there. Very perceptive of you, dear one. You're correct. It was my former client, now the king of the northern elf lands. He sent that kidnapper after you. And just as I feared, he saw you as a target to get back at me. I'm sure he would have held you ransom to convince me to do something to solidify his rule. Here we are. Come inside. There. I have the fireplace going, so it'll be nice and warm in here in a moment. And more importantly, it's completely safe. My window locks out into the courtyard, so it won't be so simple for someone to get in like yours. I knew I should have moved you in here as soon as I heard about the attack, but I wanted to survey his forces first. Yes, he's brought a very small army to our city. I think it was mostly for distraction. While he sent the kidnappers ahead. And truly a smarter move than I would have given him credit for, but still very transparent. I had to deal with the rest of the would-be abductors on my way here. I am going to change to my night clothes, and we can cuddle together in bed while we talk things over, all right? Just give me a moment. Oh, look at you blushing. Relax. I won't do anything untoward. I can tell you're still shaken. And I want to do what I can to make you feel safe and comfortable. And don't worry, I do have a privacy screen to change behind. Give me just a moment.
What's that, dear?
Oh, the army. Nothing to worry about. We vampires built the city expecting that people would someday try to come in and wipe us out. The outer wall is probably the sturdiest ever devised. They don't have a chance of breaching it. And the window for sneaking in amid the confusion has passed. Not to mention, the city is packed to the brim with the most powerful vampires in the world. We'll let them play at their siege for now, but we can drive them off easily whenever we choose. Oh, that feels much better. I love how my dresses make me look, but I cannot stand how restricted they are. Now, come here and let me put my arms around you. You're so warm. I'm sorry that I can't provide you much warmth myself, but I hope you're still comfortable. Okay. Now, where were we? Oh, about the king. Well, rest assured that his attack will fail spectacularly. I'll give the elves credit. They are splendid warriors. They really are. They're agile, graceful, and have superb eyesight. However, none of that does them much good at night. You see, we picked this location for our city because of how cloudy it is. They won't even have the moon to light their way. Whenever we choose, we can swoop in and drive them off. Fighting a vampire is difficult enough as it is. Without being able to properly see us, it's next to completely impossible. And they'll likely retreat without so much as a drop of blood spilt, regardless of what that fool king orders. And that's how we prefer to do things. We know of our bad reputation, simply being what we are, but we don't need to worsen things by killing when we don't need to. I don't even need to kill that king, even though now is a prime opportunity, given that his very first act was to lead an impressively poorly managed military action against an overwhelmingly powerful enemy. For the sake of a personal vendetta. Ugh. I doubt he'll remain in any power for long. But let's not talk about that anymore. He is entirely unimportant in the end. And you, on the other hand, make for a far more interesting subject of conversation. Oh, you poor thing. Your heart is still beating so fast. Are you frightened still? You don't have anything to worry about with me around. Oh. Well, something must be making your heart thump so furiously. Is it because you're lying here with me? In my arms? You are so sweet. Oh, it warms my heart that you react that way to me. When I was turned, I spent years being hunted and called a monster. It was awful. And for a long time, I thought they were right. I hated myself. I thought I was some ugly, cruel monster. Having my dear ones has helped me feel more human again. But even among all my dear ones, you truly stand out. Naturally, it's hard to accept that they have no choice but to stay with me, even if it's better than the alternative. I always manage to win over my dear ones, but some will always see me as the lesser of two evils. To many more, I'm an employer who has earned their respect. A select few truly love me, either as a romantic interest or as a motherly figure. But you alone appear to absolutely adore me. The look in your eyes when I walk into the room melts my heart every single time. As though you think I'm the most amazing person you ever met. Oh, come now, sweet thing. There's no point in hiding your feelings. I have centuries of experience learning to read a face. And anyways, certainly nothing to be embarrassed about. And You stir emotions in me as well. Ones I thought I'd forgotten long ago. It has been a long, long time since I've been interested in someone romantically. I tried relationships with humans a few times before, but it's incredibly difficult. I mean, just naturally, the difference in lifespan is part of it. It's heart-wrenching to fall in love with someone you know will die relatively quickly. And I couldn't bear to turn them into a vampire, knowing how difficult it's been for me. But the difference in the length of life I've already lived is a problem as well. My wealth of knowledge is useful, but in the past, my partners have come to resent how much more experienced and far-seeing I am than them. Sort of like how humans with different levels of maturity can struggle to get along. Funnily enough, the same factor makes relationships with vampires difficult as well, but for different reasons. When two people have both lived so long, they can easily find that they have strongly opposed opinions on many subjects. But you seem very different from any of the people I've loved before. You don't seem to be intimidated by my power or my wisdom. Rather, you act as though you're in awe of it. Makes me think that perhaps we might have something that works. But I want to be clear on a few things. First, this is not an order. I keep you here as my dear one for the sake of my own existence, but I will never force you to enter a relationship with me. And second, I'm not completely sure yet what sort of relationship this could become. It's a bizarre situation, at least. So I doubt we could be an ordinary couple, but if you'd like to try, then I would love to see where we go. Oh, that was quick. Very quick. Are you sure? You can think it over if you want. There is no need to leap into this. Oh, dear one, you have made me so happy. No, wait. You're no longer simply one of my dear ones, are you? What should I call you? I guess there's no point in overthinking it. I think my love will do for now. What do you think? Very well then. Thank you for being your wonderful self, my love. I'm going to do everything in my considerable power to make you happy. And I only ask that you do the same for me. Mm-hmm.